This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com. Testicle, 1, 2. Testes, 1, 2. Okay. The Reverend's microphone's working.
Test. I'm okay over here.
All right, the big phallic microphone is working.
I hear the guitar over there.
Yes, the weapon of ass destruction is working.
Ass destruction.
Are you talking about?
Break through all identity issues on the show, but we do deprogram them. We do our best to help people self-liberate and take matters into their own hands.
Hence masturbation,
yeah. Or mustache mate.
That's right. Well, we did our part to celebrate National Masturbation Month.
Are we on the air?
Okay, actually, we are, yeah, but it's mixed because we didn't quite start yet, and the background shit, which is actually an old show. That is in order.
There you go.
All right. So all of these things that look like porn toys are in fact working. And with a minute to go, let's see. Is this visible if I hold it up like this?
Tell you what, Riv, why don't you?
I can see the bottom.
All right. Let's see.
People at home have no idea what we're talking about.
He'll explain it afterwards.
I'm sure people at home are doing very important things.
Okay.
Drinking scotch, beating your kids.
Or beating.
That's what I'd be going to do a song together.
Beating something.
We have about a half a minute, so we'll do a greeting. I'll explain the song. Talk a little more, and then I guess bring you on. Are you ready to go on right after... our group song. I love when people party here.
Yeah. Dude, this is not a professional establishment.
Yeah. When me and Johnny H roll, it's kind of a 24/7 party, really.
Yeah, but it's totally professional, 100%.
Fresh off the road.
This place is a goddamn bar without the
license. By minutes.
All right. It's a bar without the lacquer, eh?
All right. I believe we are ready. So I have to say it.
Ah, here we go.
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is a kind of a two-edge theme. Tonight the theme is pedophile priest pundits, and we have Father Pabone, who will be joining us later, from the group Pedophile Priests for Life, and the great past live guest and now present live guest once again, Darren Deicide. Yeah. He was on 5 years ago.
It's been that long?
Roughly. Shit. Yeah, maybe longer. It was longer ago. From Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, the anarchist punk band that was so fantastic. And then Darren came back about 5 years ago as a solo and blues and miscellaneous oddities kind of a solo performer. Great musician, great activist, great friend, and he is here with the roadie who thinks he's more of a road than a roadie, but and celebrator of National Masturbation Month every month. And I'm just going by your self description, like you're different.
It's a short description, but it's a good one.
Like you're different than the rest of us. And so Darren is going to play live tonight, and in a couple of minutes. We're here with DJ Jeff of VoltaRadio.com, as well as the roadie slash masturbator and Darren Deicide himself. And we're starting with a song we're going to do together, which is going to go out to Amy Grant. Now, we should explain that Amy Grant, the Christian gospel singer, turned pop singer and then back again.
And soon to be lesbian.
Very likely. She and Miss California are probably going to do a mutual kind of tag team act.
But. Oh, is she that one? Is she the one that like was the gay hater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amy Grant's a gay hater?
Miss California
yeah.
is.
Yeah, oh,
Miss
California. Oh, right, did that whole right. thing. It's like, well, that's my right. opinion. Yeah.
Right. Yes, but, I've heard. But we think she and Amy or she and somebody are going to have a story. And we're hoping that they do it here God live during the show. But anyway, so Amy did an interview, I'm not making this up, on some Christian media in which she said that since her divorce, horror of horrors, fundamentalists, Amy, she'd announced that amazing lovemaking has made her want to praise God. Kind of believable because I've known some free thinkers when they were being eaten, you know, would say, oh God, and shit like
G-A-W-D.
That. So,
oh, yeah,
exactly.
Totally.
Yeah, like the TV guys. So, anyway, we have a song for her that we're going to do together called Amazing Love Making.
Amy, this is for you.
All right, you guys ready?
I would totally let you have me if you wanted.
We just want her to get as much.
I mean, and
in.
We can do it under the cross. It's fine.
Or over the cross.
Or on top of the cross.
All right, that's for the best, right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus can watch. It's
hot,
fine.
If he wants to.
Well, he wants to get nailed, too.
Totally.
Oh, nice. See, okay. I set you up and you knocked it down.
Yeah. Well, I heard he's hung.
Wow. Oh, man. That, yeah. I didn't even come with that one. But that was really good.
Yeah, that was the left field. Oh,
stick wow. around, folks. Right.
And he's at defeat. Yeah, we've covered.
Don't give him the address because I don't want no fundamentalists burning this goddamn place down.
I know. They even burned down the topless coffee shop in Maine, but we'll cover that later.
Oh, wow. All right. No, that's a great t-shirt. Jesus got nailed.
There's a topless coffee house? Why didn't anyone tell me about
that? Yeah, really?
Because
come on.
It was the same.
Beans and boobs.
It dude. Was like a couple of days later after another fundamentalist fuckhead, you know, killed Dr. Tiller. And so it's like these fundies in this asswipe town in Maine were all screaming about the coffee shop. And then decided one of these assholes had to burn it down. So it is now burned down. But we are going to offer to help it get back started again. And we're going to give them lifetime free advertising
great.
When they get reopened.
Yeah, that's great. You're doing a public service.
Actually,
for
everyone. Absolutely. Lifetime meaning as long as we're in business.
Exactly. Totally. As long as we can.
Yeah.
All right. So we have the song for Amy Grant who it really did say in a Christian media interview that amazing lovemaking makes her want to praise God. So this is a song that goes out to her called Amazing Lovemaking. Are you guys ready?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm ready.
Everybody's
for God.
Shit-faced here, I'll be honest.
I'm all in favor of Amy Grant sinning as much as possible. So
yeah.
Let's sing
right.
it for her.
All right.
I mean, come on.
At the
Amy.
Count of four. I'm like the least musically talented here, and I'm
tell you what,
doing the conducting.
I'll give you a four count. I'll be Tom Waits for a second.
All right. All right.
Because I'm choking on Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
Jim
goes down
Waits
nice.
Four count.
Yeah, right.
We can do this.
All right, cool.
Here we go.
Key of C. Yeah. Key of C, you cocksuckers. All right, so we'll just play it for a second, and then I'll count you off.
All right. All right. Oh, Amy.
Oh, yeah, man. Come back.
Amazing lovemaking. How sweet the sounds that saved a crappy musician like me. I once was wed, but now I hump. I fuck so I can see.
We did it. Thank you very much. The talented guests of tonight's show, singing Amazing Lovemaking for Amy Grant.
And then Rev is going to release me at some point so I can go home and fuck my girlfriend. But at your mercy, dude.
Shall be released.
if there was ever a guilt trip, it's, you're holding me back from fucking my girlfriend.
She's leaving. She's leaving for a month on Thursday, and I have to deal with that.
Oh man! So this is like your last shot, so to speak.
Why am I here? Because I own this place.
All right, just get them started on the first.
It's
song,
Christian
I would say.
Love, dude. And, it's Christian love.
Yes, very holy. And okay. Are you ready to start?
Oh, you want me to play soon? Yes, I can.
Is that okay?
I can tune up. I can get ready here. Yeah.
All right. This
might
is good.
Kill a little time here,
Darren.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's cool. All right, Darren Deicide, who is returning for the first time in years, is going to play a couple of tunes. Plus, we're going to play a studio version of Napalm Death and Fire, which is from his new CD, The Jersey Devil Is Here, and you can check it out at either DarrenDeicide.com or the label Ever Reviled Records, which is EverReviledRecords.com.
Can anyone tell me when the last time the Devils won the Stanley Cup?
I can't.
The only
sports I really follow are porn, but
truly the man sport right there.
And even though the ending is a little predictable, but.
It's still
exciting. Okay.
You should know that the Jersey Devil Is Here was recorded at the barracks with this man right here, my roadie and masturbator.
Okay.
Professional.
Professional
Johnny,
you know
masturbator.
I came up
dad.
With the best expressions. You know what? Like, everyone knows, you know, you call him Brozif or, you know, bro, all that kind of stuff.
Mm, right.
All right. You know, one, bromosexual. But one that I just heard today, what was it? Oh, damn it, brotisserie.
Ooh.
What's up, brotisserie?
That's like your bro, but on a fucking
that's hot.
Like, pole.
Yeah, like, and you're like baking him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he's like playing a... The hell?
Wow.
Don't worry about the brand. What is
that's
this?
That's your guitar?
This is my guitar.
Damn.
It's true. He's playing a guitar. I know. It's crazy.
I know. It's
I
not
like.
Special effects.
I like
Matthew McConaughey.
If,
doesn't
if
know
only
play.
this boom stand would reach further towards his mouth.
All right, does he need a?
That's what she said.
Does he need a microphone near his mouth?
I think he'd probably do better with it.
No, well, yeah, he would do better with it.
Okay.
So, just sing really loud, do you decide.
It wouldn't hurt if you got closer, but it won't be that bad now. I'm pretty loud. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Reverend, you said you're gonna play Napalm Death and Fire later.
Turn the gain up on that motherfucker.
I did.
Something different than that. Should I hold off from that song, perhaps?
Okay.
Okay. Should I start now? What do you think?
Sure. What are we going to hear?
All right. This song's called The Cocaine Song. The goes out to Amy Grant.
The Cocaine Song. This also goes out to Amy Grant.
Right.
<'Cause now>
that
she's around, if she could find God through sex, then, you know, cocaine's going to blow her fucking mind.
So it's called it's called The Cocaine Song.
Right into my back home after wandering around in Soho. So I took the subway to my baby's crib.
Yeah,
while my anxiety was filling to the brim. When I got there, much to my surprise, I found my baby with a mirror and a lie. Now she's feeling.
Song about television for you.
Right. Sure, but what do you think about that, Robert?
Awesome.
I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you for the drunken accompaniment, Johnny H.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do what I can.
Greetings, dear listeners. Again, there were buffering problems, but the amount of them were quite minimal. Furthermore, there were two times when the signal stopped completely and I had to restart it by double-clicking the URL in WinApp. So it's a good thing I was at home to keep an eye on things. Now, back to the Reverend is in.
Mr. Jared Thomas Lord will be accompanied. Mr. Jared Thomas Lord.
I like your Johnny Cash shirt.
Thank you very much.
I like you.
You now have officially three surly drunks with you, Reverend yeah. Byrne.
I hope you're ready.
Oh, the night is young.
Okay. This is Reverend Book Burn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. People are seemingly very trashed here.
People are
in
passing
the
that to me.
And holy shit. That is empty?
We're getting there.
Right. Yeah, trust me. Don't worry about that. I mean, it will be done.
as on earth as it is in heaven.
Let's see. We'll cover a few quick things. Play the studio version of Darren Deicide new tunes. And
the studio sides are very good.
And we'll play some more live music all coming up on the show. First, we have some birthdays. Well, one person's dead. It was Allen Ginsberg's birthday on June the 3rd. And coming up on June the 10th, the birthday of Dr. Susan Block, the sex positive who is self-described as the anti-Dr. Laura.
Ooh,
and,
interesting.
The anti-abstinence and a professional sexologist and author of The Ten Commandments of Pleasure.
I consider myself a professional sexologist, too.
You are.
Aren't there more than Ten Commandments of Pleasure?
Is that based on research?
Oh, well, all right, I'm an amateur sexologist, but I'm trying.
You're an amateur.
No, he's very good, trust me.
How would you know?
All right.
I believe.
And all of us have to talk to Father Pabon later, and Dickless Cheney, and Chuck Norris's male kinky lover, and Humpback from Notre Dame. So this will be a fun show.
Humpback.
And let's see, we're going to play probably a fraction of a normal playlist. First, let's talk to these guys. So this is called the Going Down South Tour.
Yeah, I kind of dubbed it that. I don't know if Jared's calling it that.
Yeah, I've just been going along with what you're saying.
Or the Going Down Tour.
He's going down, trust me.
We're going down south, baby. It's true. Yeah, me and Jared Thomas Lord, we're going down to basically Florida and back. We got a nice packed schedule. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to touring with this fine gentleman.
Is this the kickoff of the tour?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, really, you know, I consider Philadelphia still in the range of Jersey City. I haven't quite left yet. But, you know, it is happening as we speak.
No, this is the kickoff of...
Yes, yes. And what an honor it is to kick it off on the Reverend Book Burn Show.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so tell me about the Jersey Devil is here.
Well, that was recorded and released last year. Came out on Day of the Dead, November 1st. And I recorded it with Johnny H. Wright. He's right here. That's he was right. The drunk asshole screaming during my set.
That's right. I screamed a lot.
He's the drunk asshole screaming down during all my sets, really.
Right, yeah.
But,
except that show in Fairhaven, Mass.
That was Jared Thomas Lord was the drunk asshole.
Except when I'm not there, then Jared Thomas Lord fills in with me, you know, wholeheartedly. Yeah. Wholeheartedly.
Well, that's a big role to replicate on the road.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's a big man.
Ready to take it on, Jared Thomas Lord?
I can do a Guinness in one drunk, one gulp.
I've heard about this.
It's amazing. It's quite a feat. But, but yeah, it was recorded in all analog, and it was done at. It was actually done in John's living room
at the Barrett
totally.
Duke House.
100% in the living room.
That's right, baby.
There was nothing. Also, there were some really cool musicians who jumped in on it and did some stuff. Mm-hmm.
But it was all musicians playing shit. It wasn't like anything like digitally fixed or altered. Like it was all Darren Deicide and other artists of mayhem.
Yeah,
there was no bullshit.
But it was a shit ton of fun, and I love this album probably more than any of the other ones, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, on this tour, if you're listening and you're in Georgia or some shit, and I hope to get it in your hands, well as put my foot up your ass when I play over there.
Or put his foot in your hands.
Well, your music has that effect.
Yeah.
It's very anal.
Yeah,
I try. I like rock and roll right up the butt.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a track from The Jersey Devil Is Here.
Ooh, yeah.
This is Darren Deicide doing Napalm, Death, and Fire.
a quiet bunch until fear gives them a deep down hunch. So along I come as a mysterious man, and I say evil has a plan. We're gonna get it together now, people, before evil starts to drag us all down, down, down. Don't the spirit make you feel good now, people? At least down. Then everybody sing now.
This is Halliburton, Ernie, and it's so good to be here with Reverend Book Byrne and all these trashed, shit-faced friends and live guests that he has here tonight, and Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptist and DJ Jeff of Volta Radio. And we're going to play a song by Darren Deicide's label mate, Nathan Carpenter, from his CD No Friend, Sin, The Ground, from everyreviledrecords.com. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing a song we're going to send out to those lovely fundamentalists who kill doctors, burn down topless coffee bars, and in general, fuck up the world. It's called Listen to Your Daddy.
Thank you. told me to. He said to bring me close to him, and that's what I wanna do. He ignored me when I was young, and then he sent me down to earth. With the herd, and there I will be content.
This is Dr. Greed, and I want to hear some really loud, nasty music for balance. And one of the deliverers of such sound is my favorite band, the Meat Men, doing a song for our Christian Taliban friends entitled Pope on a Rope. Blue Bob Priest.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net. And updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex at Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio 4 All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the Allah. Nicht mehr, muss eine Schippe stecken durch mit Wut auf mir aufsteht. Sie abs, auf Uhr, Schönau, auf mir steigt auf Uhr.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. You heard before the recorded, often used introduction of the last 8 or so years, the Meat Men doing Pope on a Rope. Nathan Carpenter did Listen to Your Daddy, and Darren DSI doing Napalm, Death, and Fire. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is pedophile priest pundits. And Darren Deaside live. And we have a new addition. We have Jared Lord.
Thomas Lord. Jared Thomas Lord.
Oh, Jared Thomas Lord. Who?
Right, do I have that right?
Just recorded a CD entitled Atrocities Committed by a Lord, which we'll hear from next week, which reminds me. Next week on The Reverend Is In, on June 14th, we will do a tribute to Dr. Tiller, who was assassinated last Sunday by an anti-choice terrorist and an Al-Qaeda clone.
Fuck.
And so the theme will be tribute to Dr. Tiller, victim of terrorism. And we have a lot to say about that, but a lot of most of that is going to be saved until next week. And also we have a Mother Teresa, who is a teaser, and who is probably going to be on the show in June, but had to get back to you on that. Just a few quick things about Dr. Tiller. One is we are encouraging a few doctors, most especially Dr. Leroy Carhart, who knew Dr. Tiller, and maybe Dr. Warren Hearn, to reopen the clinic, because that would just seem like the most that could be done in the wake of this latest act of terrorism is to get the clinic reopened. And so we are pushing for that, besides all of our mouthing off in the media and in blog land and on the show and on our sites and everything else. But we're pushing for the reopening, which we will celebrate, and they too will get unlimited free advertising when they get it open once again. And we have a new contest, and we're not sure what the prizes are going to be, but we think we don't want people to actually do something harmful, because we're not that physical, or at least in a negative sense.
Not that violent.
So we'll say pranks, funny stuff, silly stuff, even nasty, but harmless. Yeah. It has to be harmless. If you do that to an anti-abortion group, especially Operation Rescue, which has a lengthy history of violence since its first day, even though they release these statements that are a total load of shit that say that they're anti-violence, especially Operation Rescue. But if you prank any of them, you could win prizes. And we have one prize already, which because we just bought this, a new, fresh, and new copy of Not the Bible, the world's number two bestseller, which is very funny. It's not National Lampoon. It's people who are even funnier, either Harvard Lampoon or I forget now who's responsible for it. And things are pretty toasty in here. But Not the Bible is one of several unspecified, what's that term? A Cheney word, undisclosed location, undisclosed prizes to come for the prank, the anti-choice asshole contest.
Right.
And let's see.
Bottle of Jim Beam can be up for grabs too.
Okay, things to do list in the wake of Dr. Tiller. If you are from a group that acts like the old segregationists, breaking laws in opposition to the rights of others, especially Operation Rescue, on their things to do list, pretend that you have no history of violence and that you have no association with violence, even though several members of your organization had close and strong links to the arrested suspect, Scott Roeder, age 51, from Miriam, Kansas. If you are corporate media things to do list, pretend that over 25 years of terrorism from the other mythical recycled holy book never happened. Corporate choice organizations, do what you do anytime somebody gets killed. Issue a fundraising letter. Things to do for corporate clinics like Dr. Greed's, temporarily beef up clinics, temporarily beef up security at clinics, and take very stupid advice from the National Abortion Federation and other dangerous buffoons like now, and keep encouraging the opposition with policies of passivity. All right, who else has a things to do list? And Father Pabon, but that can be later. And the Christian Broadcasting Network. Thank you to the people who have contacted us or reconnected with us in the wake of this killing. And thank you, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Raheel, and a shitload of other people.
Yeah.
All right. That no more things to do list. No more contest. All right, did birthdays. All right. Sean Hannity and his dominatrix are not here. So,
shame, really.
Yeah. I think she's going to waterboard him on the show. we don't think you should call this phone number. And we don't think you should prank anti-choice terrorist Randall Terry. But he happened to issue a press release that said Randall Terry is available for comment. And he published this phone number. But we don't think people should call it or do anything mean or nasty. But the phone number is 904-687-9804. But we don't think you should call or harass prank this anti-choice terrorist. But again, Randall Terry's phone number is 904-687-9804. But please don't call it.
I got my cell phone right here. That's got a speaker on it.
I knew one of you guys. And call if you have updated information on anti-choice terrorists, send it to Phil, who is collecting this data, updated.
Oh,
Phil
God,
at tillerskillers.org. All right. Let's see.
Yeah.
Who is this guy walking into the studio in, it looks like Gene Simmons' outfit, like the strap, the leather straps and the bondage apparel.
Yeah.
It's Chuck Norris's male kinky lover.
He's also my male kinky lover, by the way.
Okay, you guys give a big welcome. Say hello. Make him feel comfortable.
Oh, yeah. He's looking hot, man. He's looking hot.
Yeah. All
right. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming.
Makes me want to rub my crotch.
What doesn't?
There's very few things.
All right. Don't mind these guys. They're very, very fucked up, like in the party sense. And things have been toasty in here for hours, including DJ Jeff, DJ Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
And
solid.
But let's see. All right. You claim that you are Chuck Norris's male kinky lover. This is weird considering the articles and columns he sort of wrote in sort of coherent English about how he hates the hate crime legislation and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's right. He comes into the gay S&M bar all the time and says things like, "I'm here for kicks, sticks, and licks."
Really?
I always knew that Gene Simmons used his tongue for various purposes. This is being confirmed now.
Yeah, you know, you look like Gene Simmons, our guest.
Well, that's funny because my name is Gene Cinnamon Buns, and I have a tongue just like Gene Simmons, and Chuck really likes it.
Can I ask him a question?
Gene
Simmons, you know, the tongue is, you know, it's already been brought up twice, so we don't need to discuss it. I'm guessing he tosses a mean salad.
A mean salad, like way meaner than anything ever experienced.
Yes, and he evokes much creamy ranch dressing.
Yeah, it's almost like he's calling upon saints that have no longer been exploited.
Okay, so Chuck Norris's bullshit act is just to cover up the fact that he meets you at gay S&M bars. Is that right?
Well, you know.
Yes, it is. He said that I better not ever tell anybody or he would break my
uterus,
my bone.
He'll break the uterus.
I got a question now.
Really?
Because I've seen all these kung fu movies, like Return of the Dragon with Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris have that fancy fight scene. We have that famous scene where Bruce Lee grabs him by the chest hair. He's a hairy guy. How do you find his dick in all that hair?
Well, it's kind of like you, John. Shut the fuck up. We're asking Chuck Norris's dominatrix.
Oh, fuck. Well, I don't know who the.
How the hell do you know about Chuck Norris's bush?
I don't.
I think your guest is more interesting.
No, seriously. Who's the dominatrix?
It has
Chuck
a story
Norris
to tell.
That's because Chuck has given me a magnifying glass so that I could find it. Yes. So I get my coal miner's hat with the light on it the magnifying glass, and I say, okay, Chuck, you don't need any overcompensation with me. I will find it. You don't have to beat people up, and you don't have to oppose the hate crimes legislation. Now, let's get it on.
Break out the garden weasel.
All right. Gene Cinnamon Buns, I want to thank you for being on the show and braving this array of hosts who are on here. And all right, we have another guy too. The humpback is here.
Did anyone check out his ass on the way out? Did you see that thong? That was amazing.
It was like David Lee Roth, buttless chaps.
All right, I'm sorry. Just people at home cannot see, you know, the Gene Simmons dominatrix.
No, because then if any book burners out there are also mentally, you know, altered or toasted, that gives them good mental imagery to to focus on. Okay, welcome, humpback of Notre Dame. You've had a lot of excitement, all these protests at your college when Obama did the mentally, you know, altered or toasted, that gives them good mental imagery to to focus on. Okay, welcome, humpback of Notre Dame. You've had a lot of excitement, all these protests at your college when Obama did the commencement address.
The Afton Keys and Randall Terry get it on with men and women at the same party.
You're kidding. You saw Randall Terry, Alan Keyes, and all these other wing nuts who were pushing baby carriages around Notre Dame, getting it on with men and women. We knew that Randall Terry was a cheat because he got caught in the Operation Rescue years multiple times and got denounced by his own pastor of 15 years for the single and married women he was cheating with. But now women and men?
Oh, yes. Randall Terry said he taught his son everything he knows before he appeared on Out magazine.
What did Alan Keyes do?
He did that David Carradine thing with his necktie around the ball sack of his lover of the night and squeezed real hard.
You're kidding.
Oh, no.
No. And then they played Let's Play the Plastic Fetus. They inserted it in each other's butts. It was quite rattling, but yet enjoyable.
You know, I have this theory. Maybe he can answer. I'm assuming maybe that these anti-abortionists are anti-abortion because they love children so much. And we know how much they love children. I mean, this is the theme of the show again?
Pedophile priest pundits.
Right, yes.
I was raised Catholic.
We won't get into Jared Thomas Lord's childhood.
No, it's probably safe not to.
Yes. But, I'm going to guess that perhaps that is the motivation behind the anti-abortion positions of people like Alan Keyes. You know, they just have so much love for the children that they just can't help getting it on their leg or something. Mm.
Well, that's one of the reasons why all of us are against abortion. Because we want our priests to get as much fresh meat as possible when they become 2 or 3 years old.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And in fact, your next guest who's coming through the door, Father Pavone, feels very strongly about that. They don't want their supply of children cut short because you could never have too many altar boys to ram it into.
God made that perfect pink little starfish just like that for a good reason.
I heard it.
Oh, God. All right. Thank you, humpback for Notre Dame, for coming here. It's always fun to blend these themes, live guests, and all the shit that we were planning to do in response to Notre Dame. All right.
Did anyone see the humpback's ass
on the way out?
Left. That was hot.
Yeah.
Right, the humpback of Notre Dame has left, partially because he had to go somewhere, and partially because that was...
He had to go somewhere.
He had to go somewhere, and also it was killing the shit out of my voice.
You have to go look at Ann Coulter's penis.
Yeah, and her Adam's apple. So, Father Pavone is here. Father Pavone, you were the founder of Pedophile Priests for Life, and I think you were in here during that last part. The humpback of Notre Dame said that... the reason that you guys hate abortion so much is because you priests want fresh meat once they become more grown boys, like I guess anywhere from preschool to high school. Is that true?
Yes. That's why I founded Pedophile Priest for Life with my sometimes adult female lover. I know how odd that is, but Janet Morano from Silent No More. Her group is called Silent No More because she makes a lot of noise when you slam it in her ass. And but when I'm not focusing on her, I am in fact focusing on altar boys. And I have this fear, especially with the church shrinking so much as it is, that we could run out of them. And so the person, the fetus that's getting aborted could be a future altar boy. And that's cutting down on our meat supply, and we don't want to have that. So even though I pretend that I'm against the killing of Dr. Tiller, and even though I made stupid statements like we don't really know what kind of person did it, maybe it was a business rival, in reality, I'm against abortion because I am concerned about how much meat will be available in a couple of years, as our church is going way, way south.
All right. Well, thank you, Father Pavone.
I got a question
for that honesty. And a survivor, one of our guests, Jason Thomas Lord, recorder of atrocities committed by a Lord, has a question for you.
Lord have mercy.
Does Billy Mays make a product that gets the blood out of the altar boy ropes better than the stuff that the church traditionally used?
This is important information for the aspiring pedophile priest out there.
Well, I used to wipe the butts with Windex, but but now I use like the baby wipes because
Windex is they
work a lot better.
OxyClean, has it worked for you then?
It sometimes. I don't really like it though because I usually eat it later and then all those chemicals are still on it.
Yeah,
and,
it's good.
You know, so you know, I'm like that panda bear guy that works for Senator Ori. You know, but I don't want to taste anything that's not natural. I just want the natural taste before we go another round.
Don't we all?
I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Father Pabone, for appearing on our show. How we doing with time? All right. Let's just get all the guests out of the way. Coming in the room, it's the Cheney family.
Boo.
Yeah, they know how to snap and crackle and pop.
Ooh. Hey,
grab those torture cuffs. All right, here come the Cheneys. All right, now I know we've been hard on the dick. And
have we?
Yes, we can admit it here.
Ooh, baby,
talk freely. The book burners understand. But Dickless Cheney did agree to be a guest on the show and come forward, so to speak. And he wants to come clean. And
he can do that? It's amazing, really.
So since he's on his tour, his Forget Everything I Ever Told You Before tour...
Is that coinciding at all with the going down south tour
or the coming clean thing?
Well, I think you did inspire him, but okay. In addition
I
to
doubt it.
Talking to all these dipshits on the Fox Pravda teabagger station and other purveyors of fiction, we thought we'd have him on the show so we could speak honestly, because we bring that out in a lot of these kinds of people. So welcome, Dickless Cheney.
I don't know how I feel about applauding this guy, but
me neither.
Is he like the bastard cousin of Dick Cheney, or sir? Are you the bastard cousin?
Does he actually not have a dick?
No, I am the real Dickless Cheney.
Oh,
and,
really?
I am on tour because I want to talk about torture, mostly because while you guys were celebrating with the Reverend during National Masturbation Month.
Oh, yeah. Very good month, by the way.
And
yeah,
what was
the next one that has never played again?
And those two stellar stars, shows that you did during this month, during that month. I was masturbating with Karl Rove and Donald Rumsfeld and Alberto Gonzalez to the torture videos because they really get me hot. And, you know, yes, I admitted that Bush knew and he signed off on it, and that I knew and encouraged and condoned it, and many of our judge friends condoned it as well. But the videos are just too hot.
I learned a little bit about Dickless Cheney's tastes, because I've seen some of those pictures, and it's interesting. Hoods, handcuffs, doggy position.
All things the Cheney family likes.
Yeah, it's like porn. Anyway, it's like the porn that I'm actually not into. It's very strange to me.
I know it's an acquired taste. It's
it's almost foreign to me, really.
But actually, it's less twisted than when the Cheneys do it, because the people who are into S&M and B&D are like consensual people, and it's like role play.
Really?
And you're consensual? Not supposed to really torture the person, you know. But
aren't these things all general?
Just a minor difference, you know. But you know, kink is fun, but what Dickless Cheney is talking about, and we do appreciate his honesty, that, you know, this is sociopaths getting off on real, unconsensual pain.
No means no, Dickless Cheney.
Exactly. And then and then getting off on the videos. So that's a trip. All right, and you're all right. Dickless has to go because his tour is leaving. But his wife is staying behind. Do you have a question for him?
I want to know what the John was like at his undisclosed location. Does he have like a nice John going there?
Oh hell yeah! I mean, it's like nothing you've ever seen, man.
Well, I've been in so many undisclosed locations and bunkers.
And undisclosed Johns.
In fact, I was even in a cave with Bin Laden once, and
it was
hot. Let me tell you something. Kinky sex is better at an undisclosed location, yeah, where only a few, you know, goons and suits and walkie-talkies, are the only people nearby, and they like to watch, so...
I'm imagining a toilet that's like a throne.
No, it's totally like that.
A pedestal with, like, it's
almost like you're a king, and you're just sitting on the throne.
Exactly. Right. It's like my hunting room, right. You know? That's like... You know, where I practice on my friends' faces.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can't get it right the first time. I mean, this kind of thing takes time.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Dickless Cheney, for coming.
Yes, and I look forward to the pictures of your torture with the Iraqis, the sexual ones.
Of course.
Yeah, just the ones that you're in. Like, you know, that you were in with, like, you know, Donald Rumsfeld and those kinds of...
Oh, the one with him and Karl Rove double-blowing Ann Coulter's two dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I swear to God, she's got two dicks.
And you've been promising me that picture for months, and I won it.
It's a long time coming, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah. I always knew she was a bi-dick succubus. I always knew it.
Yeah, I've seen it, actually.
Some things are just obvious. Okay, Lynn Cheney is going to stay because she's going to introduce a song, and she doesn't want to do it in front of Dickless anyway. So Dickless is leaving the continuous, never-ending public and publicity-seeking tour. Let's see.
We'll call it the Parade of Delusion.
Parade of Delusion. All right. Well, you guys are a lot of fun when we have guests.
Yeah.
In addition to yourselves. Let's see. We're going to play a track, some tunes. When these tunes are done, Do you want to play live again?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. All right. We're going to play we're not going to play anywhere near the number of tunes we play when there isn't live guests.
Yeah.
Besides, the live guests are way more fun. But we are going to play a couple of tunes. And Lynn Cheney has a special song dedication that's coming up. But first, we have a real treat for you. We have David Peel on the Lower East Side.
Nice.
And we usually play a re-release of The Pope Smokes Dope. But now, for the first time on the show, you are going to hear the original Apple Records, produced by John Lennon and Yoko Ono, title song, The Pope Smokes Dope. But first, the song he did for John Lennon and Yoko Ono when they were hanging out with Abbie Hoffman and the Yippies and John Sinclair and all these other great people in John Lennon's activist years, which got him in deportation hearings from the Nixon gang. This is David Peel on the Lower East Side doing John Lennon, Yoko Ono.
Well, how you doing, New York City?
Good old city. Yes, it's ugly beauty. I mean, you know, it's a real gutsy city.
I've just got to see the village for the first time, all the different parts of it.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. Came to visit New York City, you met the people from the streets. You dubbed the New York City people, you changed the New York City beat. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. New York has a new vibration, New York City is your station. New York is your other friend. New York wants you back again. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. You played in jams at Fillmore East, you shop and sing on New York Street. You also met the underground, welcome to a freaky town. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. For other reasons, New York wanted to be freedom. You wrapped on New York radio, you are New York's birthday show. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. New York did your art and music. New York thinks now how to use it. Your ducks have moved in politics. You had a groovy New York trip. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. New York City is your friend.
It's a beautiful place, the village. The kids are still coming from out of town to the village, and they're singing. There's a nice guy singing the Pope smokes dope, and so, all those songs in Washington Square. It was beautiful, you know what I mean?
The Pope smokes dope! The dope smokes Pope! The Pope smokes dope!
The Pope smokes dope! God gave him the grass. The Pope smokes dope. He likes to smoke in mass. The Pope smokes dope. He's a groovy head. The Pope smokes dope. The Pope smokes dope. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Guy is high on masculine. Fate's entire stack. Popes in Rome get stoned on grass. Jesus freaks out back. Jesus Christ is super hippie. Never shut up, chunk. Popes in Rome get stoned on load. Peace in church, you're drunk. The Pope smokes dope.
People don't fall as much as we do. sex mean to me? What does sex mean to me? What does sex mean to me? Yeah.
This is Dickless Cheney, and before I head out the door, I want to introduce a very special song. I appreciate Reverend Bookburn having me on the show, and now I want to introduce the theme song to Reverend Bookburn's forthcoming animation show, hopefully on Adult Swim. This is the theme song to the animation show.
1, 2, 3, 4!
You've had nothing to drink, Reverend.
It's a shame, really.
I'm really the least shit-faced, so I should be, like, the most together. Okay, where's Lynn?
Hi,
I'm Lynn Cheney, and there were so many lonely nights when my husband, Dickless Cheney, was at undisclosed locations.
Tell me about it.
And in his, bunker, and in his cave.
Oh, no.
And my daughter Liz and I were trying to figure out what kind of man meat was available.
Oh, you little guys.
And we have to give thanks for all the attention that we got from Colin Powell.
Oh.
And since Liz and I discovered the joys of a very well-endowed African-American penis, we decided that we should go on your show and play a song in honor of such a wonderful
penis
and big part of life. Yes, and such a wonderful penis. In fact, all of the black penises we've had,
right,
were equally enjoyable and
they're all equal,
large,
right,
and fulfilling. This is a song by Scum, entitled Big Black Cock.
Everybody wants it.
You heard Scum doing Big Black Cock.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Before that, the Reverend Bookburn animation theme. Human Sexual Response did What Does Sex Mean to Me? David Peel and the Lower East Side did John Lennon, Yoko Ono. And the original version of The Pope Smokes Dope from the album on Apple Records. The Pope Smokes Dope. All right. You guys are making me laugh, but that's okay. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Pedophile Priest Pundits and Darren Deicide Live. And in addition to Darren Deicide, his touring associate, Jared Thomas Lord, also a recording artist, is also here. And so we are going to get even more live music. So what is next on the agenda?
I feel as though an apropos song for the Reverend Bookburn Show is a song that I do. I've wrote it with the intention of shouting out the people who are often not shouted out, the infidels, who are often sort of beat down in the common discourse. So this song is called The Infidelic Boogie.
Preach it!
The Infidel Boogie. Cool.
So here we go, and I'm going to need some help here, Reverend Bookburn. You know, if you do want to, sing along when necessary. Here we go!
Yeah! Come on.
perfect, but it's rock and roll.
Yeah. Shit, dog.
Okay. Is Jared playing?
Oh, yeah, Mr. Jared Thomas Lord.
Shit, dog.
You do what you do best, Jared.
Anyone for my face. How's that? Oh, headphones. I can hear what I'm doing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Fantastic, sir. Modern technology at its finest. Thanks to Pastor Whoremaster and John the Baptist for keeping the ship together.
Shit. Oh, you know what?
What was your second?
I'm just being Polish.
The whole thing was?
All right.
Yeah.
Just
okay.
There we go.
JTL, come on, bring it, baby.
All right, we'll do smallpox quarantine.
Yeah!
Throw crazy and bored.
Yeah.
What was that called?
Smallpox quarantine.
Oh. Why do we think it's two songs?
We write epic songs, Reverend Bookburn.
Yeah, shit, dog.
And you guys are masters of the fake endings. All right. You heard... I was about to say Lord and Taylor. What is that? A store.
That's a store. Okay. Right, much different. Right. Jared
it's
Thomas
Reverend,
Lord.
Not quite a Lord.
No yeah. more partying in this studio. Jared Thomas Lord did smallpox quarantine from the atrocities committed by a Lord CD. And Darren Deicide did a live version of the Infidelic Boogie.
Yeah.
From the Jersey Devil is here. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It is a delight to have these guys in here. Trashed as they may be.
I'm not drunk at all.
I'm actually quite sober right now.
Except for...
I think Johnny H. is the one who's trashed.
Okay. And you know what? I just got the impression, and I'm not judging, but I get the impression he's always like that. You know, that's kind of baseline, you know, behavior.
You can judge me all you want.
It's a good thing, but...
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes. Okay. It's good during the songs, you know, because he's, you know, flipping out. Banging on the table.
Right now you look like if Kid Rock was entertaining.
Yeah, I don't compare him to that.
No, I get that look at all the time. Look at it.
Oh, yeah, physically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, people does. Just look at my beard and think I'm somebody else.
He could probably nail Pamela, you know.
I can nail anybody.
With that look.
She wouldn't notice.
Yeah. Fuck. She'd say, is this kid, you know? Well,
hey,
she dumped that asshole anyway. But yeah, that's...
One of my friends clicked up his toilet, actually.
The guy with enough...
One of my friends shit in James Brown's toilet, partying. Actually.
James Brown got pictures... Oh, wait, that's...
I'm glad that you're...
the other one.
Your studio is Darren, Jared, and John Proof. Drink whiskey and slam this table.
I'm also actually very glad that you're operating outside the FCC's territory, because I worked college radio for a long time. And there's so many rules that they're going to shut you down for, and you guys do it via the internet, so...
Well, it's basically our policy that it's a two-prong policy, getting back to that two-prong theme that we touched on earlier. Not literally touched on, but, you know, touched on earlier.
He did.
The two-prong policy, one is only broadcast in an uncensored manner, and the second part of that policy is that the FCC... can suck the lint off Rush Limbaugh's fucking navel and stick it in their assholes. Fuck the FCC. Fuck their censorship. Fuck all censors, you know, whether it's on the internet or whatever.
Right.
Fuck censorship. We will broadcast. We will say and do what we want.
This is great. This is great. This is, let me go on the record then, as the theme is the Tillman assassination. Let me just go on the record to say that I'm going to break some PC rules here and say I am not pro-choice. I'm pro-abortion. I'm going to put that out there. I want abortions to happen more frequently. We have too many people.
Especially when the parents are fucking morons.
Well, sure. Yes, even more so. But, you know, if you just want to do it for fun, I'm in favor, too.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Just to have an abortion just to piss off the religious life. That's awesome. Anyone that does that, send us proof. You'll get abortions. The empty bottle of Jim Beam autographed by all of us.
My ex would like that. Spiteful abortion. just to say fuck you. But
I like spite in all its forms, even when we're aborting babies.
But I think you're leading to a real point, which is that nobody has to answer to anybody. Who cares what the fucking reason is? You know, it's like people are like, well, only for this reason or that reason. And
fuck your reasons.
That's a bunch of bullshit because nobody should have to answer to anybody else.
The people that are saying not to aren't going to be the ones getting the stretch marks.
For those kinds of decisions. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I got to keep my stomach looking. I got to keep my girlish figure.
His figure is fantastic, let me tell you.
I mean, you know, Pastor Whoremaster actually entertained the notion of not only getting a gender change, but a womb transplant so that he could become pregnant so he could get an abortion.
That's heavy, man.
And I think that's dedication. But
a little farther than I'd be willing to go.
But I opted not to do that. Yes, I'm totally pro-abortion. I am determined to do anything that can be possibly done to reopen Dr. Tiller's clinic. Late-term abortion is absolutely necessary. It saves women's lives. Banning it, even restricting it, is a death sentence to countless women, including a woman who's a friend of the show for many years, who would be dead if she didn't have that. You know, if these wingnut assholes ever did succeed in passing policies, you know, that would have caused her to not have access to something that saved her life. So, yeah, fuck you.
They could have just prayed. Who, they could have just prayed.
Yeah, come on.
Yes. Yes, prayer. The one sure way to do nothing, you know, and impact nothing.
I should point this one thing out. My daughter stopped believing in Santa Claus. I mean, stopped believing in God before she stopped believing in Santa Claus.
Well, I'll tell you.
That's, I'm not kidding.
If you wanted to think in terms of research and plausible bullshit stories, I think Santa Claus is a more plausible story. I mean, my mom took me places where we saw him, you know, and it's like, you know, he was there. He was in some store. You know, we saw him and we heard him, and there was tangible evidence of a living and breathing Santa Claus.
You know, that,
you know, he was a little weird, and he really was hitting on my mom.
Did he touch you?
And he smelled
him. You know, and it's like, you know, he was there. He was in some store. You know, we saw him and we heard him, and there was tangible evidence of a living and breathing Santa Claus. You know,
man. That,
you know, he was a little weird, and he really was hitting on my mom.
Did he touch you?
And he smelled like bourbon and
dying
of them hoes.
And he's into hoes like, right. Jesus, you know. Yeah, you know. So the Santa Claus story is the most plausible. All right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are doing your, you know, it's all this shit, this God shit, this Santa Claus shit. It's all just crap that people need to have them feeling like there's something over them because they can't live independent, individualist lives. And I'm glad that you are here, Mr. Brookburn.
Hell yeah!
Carrying that flag into battle. Being the iconoclast that we need to be, you know, people like me,
like
John and Jared, you know,
yes.
We are the people who really just have to, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there who say, well, you got to respect people's, no, you don't.
No,
if they're crazy, they're idiots. And you need to tell them that.
Yes.
It's important because these are the people that grow up to be the people who kill Tillers, the people who become the Christian Taliban and vote for George
Bush
and all that crap.
The weird thing is I have some good friends that are very, very born again, but they don't put it in your face. You can have really interesting conversations with them, but they don't care what you are.
Slippery slope, Jared Thomas Lord.
They put it in sex workers' faces.
If they're confident in what they believe in.
I mean, if they don't put it in you, where do they put it in?
Mm-hmm. But if they're so insecure in their beliefs that they have to make sure everyone else believes the same thing so they feel better about themselves, fuck them.
But it's part of their doctrines. If you read their Bibles, if you read their crap, I mean, it's really just a fundamental part of it.
To an extent, there's a few I've known that are very, very respectful, though, and they're not pushing nothing.
They're still crazy.
Well, it's something stupid, but
well,
yeah.
Let me tell
they're
you.
Talking to imaginary
let me tell you what science
sky.
Says. Science says, and obviously, this is the nation of double speak, you know, and left is right and right is left, and that kind of bullshit propaganda. But especially in the era of Bush, which was even more double speak, and you know, North is South, etc. Science says that if a person sees something that isn't really there, or hears voices, or receives divine commands, they are a person with delusions, therefore a mental illness,
possibly schizophrenic,
and need some kind of treatment. I know how people feel about the pharmaceutical industry, which makes a lot of sense because they suck, but
as someone at work, group homes and schizophrenics, though, some of those people do need medication.
But I'm a social worker. When I
when
I'm
not
a disgusting DJ, I'm a mild mannered social worker.
Yeah, I had a girl,
you don't say.
I had a girl break a mirror in eat glass because she came off her meds.
Okay,
yeah, but so, you know, the
but the thing is,
sure?
There's a fine line between the people in the group homes and the people who are paid millions of dollars to do a show on the Christian Broadcasting Network. You know, in fact, I would even say
Hallelujah.
That with some of them, there's a hairline of a difference.
Yeah. Actually, I would even go
Amen.
So far as to say that my old clients, I'd actually rather watch them on TV and hear them on the radio than just those people.
And they're much more entertaining.
They are.
Yeah. And yeah. I think criticism of pharmaceutical things. You could love them. I mean, we grew up in a different generation. There's a whole generation now growing up on fucking Ritalin and all sorts of nonsense,
oh, yeah,
psychotropic,
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When in fact, if I grew up in a more, you know, more contemporary time, I honestly think that they would have tried to put me on that shit too.
They totally would have put you right on that shit.
Yeah, because I probably am ADD on some respect, but yeah.
I think we've all been called like a problem child, like, you know, at some point.
I'm sure.
It's really strange.
Acupuncture
these...
fixed me.
But to get to your original point,
mm-hmm,
that is kind of the goal underneath all of this brouhaha. It's like, if people are so ass deep conditioned not just to believe in magical higher powers and all that kind of shit, and not just ass deep believing propaganda, like from the Cold War propaganda to all of the nationalistic shit that shoved down their throat from, say, birth, and everything else, you know, sexual guilt, double standards, doubting themselves, believing that they need some kind of magic daddy figure, et cetera, et cetera. Then I thought, why can't independent media, along with being hot and sexy and stoner headed and musical and funny and everything else, why can't we deprogram absolutely as deep as possible self liberation and fun and coming in the process?
CUM.
That's what we want.
Oh, I like coming. Coming's awesome. I'm a big fan.
Well, yeah, you're doing a great job, Reverend. You are indeed.
Well, thank you.
Of coming.
Now, who made those stains on the ceiling?
I don't have a black light. You can't prove nothing.
All right, we're going to play another set of tunes, and then we're going to figure out how to close with these guys. Actually,
yeah,
not that many tunes, just a couple. We're going to play a track by Yana Perry. Also, she's actually from your area, and yeah, like North Jersey near New York. And her CD is called Catching Flies with Vinegar. She plays at Dick Manitoba's bar, the guy who used to be in the Dictators.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Punk band. And her video is about to have a big splash release entitled I Wanna Rock. We will be linking it at reverendbookburn.com. But in the meantime, we're going to play the song I Wanna Rock. But first, the band Devi did a station ID for Volta Radio, and the Reverend is in. Here is,
yeah,
Deb and Keith from Devi.
Hey, this is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Devi. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
I don't get this reggae shit. I don't get what's up with it. The singing pains to a plant when all I want to do is dance. I don't get this white bread noise. Frosted cheese and pretty boys. They're all just new kids on the block, and all I wanna do is rock. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. I wanna rock. Well, I don't care what's on the chart. I only know what's in my heart, and all I really wanna do is rock. I don't get this Latin grip. Show me a knees. Start teaching designer pants.
you. Don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice. Oh, and she's 10 feet tall.
This is Dr. Laura Holm, and I want to talk about our sainted tea bagging party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the tea bagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail tea bagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And tea bag a liberal Dem before they tea bag you. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's time for that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week has been... Oh, feel free to make fart sounds, you guys. Yeah, because... yeah, since we have live guests, yeah, we like oral fart sounds. Runner, Sunday, June 7th, 2009, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and Radio for All, Radio Numeral 4 All.net. The runner-up to Asshole of the Week is the arsonist of Vassalboro, Maine, who burned down the Grand View Topless Coffee Shop. Yes, definitely it is.
Oh yeah,
in this
I agree.
Conservative holy roller town.
I mean,
you know, where they just fuck their scandals and affairs in secret. They burned down the Grand View Topless Coffee Shop in Vassalboro, Maine. The owner, David Crabtree, you will have any assistance we can give you, and as I said before, free advertising for life.
Everybody loves to
kind of travel and go up there. You know, just on principle. The arsonist of the Grand View Topless Coffee Shop of Vassalboro, runner up to Asshole of the Week. Oh, Torch, June 3rd.
Everybody loves titties and everybody loves coffee. I can't believe that he did that. I mean, there's no grapes there. Topless coffee?
Yeah, look, yeah. There's no downside. You know, there's no negative.
And you got a bunch of basically sex-crazed people on caffeine.
It's pretty normal to me. And that leads us to our very special recipient. The public officials in the town where...
You're cut off!
The public officials in the town where the September 11th Flight 93 supposedly crashed, who declared eminent domain on said land where Flight 93 supposedly crashed. And can you imagine
the world's
fart sounds? And can you imagine the survivors and loved ones? Yeah, the loved ones of the people who were on that crash condoning people losing their homes and losing their business to that sick fucking practice that's nationwide, eminent domain. Well, we have a higher reason for claiming this area, so you have no rights to it. Get out.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about eminent domain a lot.
That's well, a fucked up
occasionally,
thing.
Yeah. And they did eminent domain where the flight supposedly crashed, displacing people. Public officials involved in said decision and implementation of said eminent domain act. You are assholes of the week.
All right. So they claimed eminent domain over the scene of the crash?
Yeah, for that whole area of the town. And it's going to cause some homes and some businesses to be lost.
Why?
They want to build some fucking thing. They're probably getting like a shitload of money if they build something there.
Dude,
so,
okay.
So it's like
movie Zeitgeist.
So it's like,
oh, that crash never happened.
So it's like, fuck the people there. You know, we're going to build something, make a shitload of money, and fuck people's lives.
Mm.
You know,
it's kind of happening everywhere.
I will tell you, if anything happened to me, no asshole may do anything in my name. You know, like, oh, well, you know, we have a $2 million grant, you know, to build like a giant dildo statue in his honor.
I will build a giant dildo statue for you, Reverend Boomer.
You have my blessing. You know? But I mean, if some asshole like wants to make a whole lot of people homeless, you know, for like the place to do it.
Oh, you know, that won't be necessary. I'll do it without displacing people.
We don't need a $2 million grant to build a giant dildo. All we need is a can of spray paint.
And it's real simple.
Like an anti-abortion place. You can just, Reverend Brooke Byrne, hate you.
Big dildo.
No, I don't hate you.
All you need
I strongly dislike you.
All you need is some, you know, some lead and, you know, a good artist, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't need $1 trillion to come up with that kind of shit. No.
It'd be a hell of a dildo for $1 trillion.
Hell yeah, it would be.
That's right.
That shit would be sparkling.
Now that's
light.
A stimulus
that
package.
Shit would
light. Right. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version. The Damned did White Rabbit. Yana Perry did I Wanna Rock. And we'll keep you posted about the video release when that happens. And started off with Deborah and Keith from the band Devi doing their Volta Radio station ID and promo for The Reverend Is In. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show was called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Pedophile Priest Pundits and Darren Deicide Live.
Yeah.
And as a bonus, we got...
Him.
We got the Masturbating Road Crew.
Him is
and
here.
Jared Thomas Lord, who also played live.
True,
yeah. Accompanying me all the way to Georgia. Florida, that
it was good, goddammit.
You know, we got 4 pages of shit in this show, as well as, like, your songs and your interviews and all of that.
We are kicking ass.
We've got 4 pages and taking names. Your
shit. Yeah, we're kicking ass and taking names, and we're going to close it out, too, right?
And he does look like the guy in The Big Lebowski. Like, when he has, like, those dark sunglasses. And, you know?
Dude,
and he was like real bummed out because his windshield got fucked up.
we're gonna close the show out with some live performances, right, Bookburn?
Yeah,
that would be good. I usually close on a tune or two, and then if I don't fuck it up, the Volta playlist has to stay on because that is the technological rules of streaming. Says this technological Gilligan, but so I'm told. So what we do is we play then when we're totally done, we go on a playlist. And what I'm going to try to do is give them an old show afterwards, so that they can get like kind of a double feature, an old show from probably March, if I do it right. But yes, let's close with you guys. What are we going to hear?
All right, I'm going to do Won't You, opening track on Jersey Devils here.
All right. Darren Deicide playing the opening track from his CD, The Jersey Devil Is Here. from Ever Reviled Records, everreviledrecords.com. This is a track entitled Won't You?
Won't you, baby?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Darren DSI doing Won't You. Thank you guys for coming, if you did come, if that's not being presumptuous. And
did a little.
Next week,
I came a little
tribute
bit.
To Dr. Tiller / victim of terrorism. Write to me, Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Updates, details, goodies, links, always at reverendbookburn.com, including Darren Deicide's links. And the show will be available in about a week or less at Radio 4 All, Radio Numeral 4 All .net, YouTube channel, youtube.com/RevBookburn, on MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. Let's see. Are we hearing another song?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay.
The final.
What
the
are we going to hear?
We're going to hear a song called Any Fool.
Any Fool.
It's about this job I had, which luckily enough unemployed me. So now I can collect unemployment while I'm on tour.
Very cool.
for those kinds of people.
Thank you for my scumbag job.
Beautiful way that
night. I love
these
kinds of people. They're my people.
Any Fool. All right. We're going to hear Any Fool by Jared Thomas Lord. And then we are out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Reverend Bookburn.
Thank you all out there in Radio Land.
Yes. Yeah. Good night, Bookburners.
Yeah. Each morning I awake still tasting beer from the night before. To escape this dead end life seems to make me drink more and more. After working 8 long hours, being treated like some know-nothing punk. Waiting for the clock to strike fear 30 so I get myself good and drunk. Call it a passive-aggressive suicide, call it whatever you will. But I'm wasting my life going nowhere in this goddamn mill. When they view my body in its biological coffin, hands folded in a state of grace, they may be disappointed and others brokenhearted, but the boss, he won't care because any fool could take my place. He's waiting for that whistle to blow. Why bother breathing? One thing I guess I'll never know. The only thing that kills these demons is to keep on drinking till I feel alright. Waiting for my liver to fail me so I can give up that ghost without a fight. When they view my body in a fine lacquer coffin, hands folded in a state of grace, they may be disappointed and others brokenhearted, but the boss, he won't care because any fool can take my place.
Thank you.
Little children like you. for me. Something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin'. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
We're sitting here with Mr. Frankie Fontaine, the king of genital rock, and Frankie's just come back from his big Russian tour. And Frankie, you've had so much success.
Yes, I have, Heezen, and I'm planning on having a whole lot more.
Well, why don't you get those genitals in tune and rip one off for us?
Matter of fact, I'll rip off a couple for you. Here's a couple of my bigger ones, Heezen. I got no objections to a French kiss under a starlit Paris sky. I got no objection to making memories, even though you're sucking some other guy. And that ain't right. But since you lost your hands at the factory, can't get me off no more. It seems the honeymoon's over. Your hooks fell on the floor, and keep those rusty hooks away from me. You almost ripped it off yesterday. Baby, baby, keep those rusty hooks away, else you rip it off today. It's another big one from a couple of years back, folks. I fell in love with a lovely Jewish girl. Ooh, her folks found out I'd been never circumcised. What can I say when my baby smiles and says hello? I know the skin will be the first to go. Oh yeah, skin is gonna be the first to go. No sense in keeping it too much longer. Oh yeah, the skin, get that skin on.
Mo, yes, it's true, dear friends. I am a mocker. I'm a mocker, and I am guilty of having made callous fun of the 39 dead geeks. But you know, their farewell statements on video beg us not to make a big deal out of how tragic it all is. They went not only willingly, but eagerly, and it has always been the mission of Bob's church to get you to the punchline alive, and we don't mean the Jonestown punchline. You know, sure, we're waiting for the saucers too, but as Dr. Lake Hume put it, we're happy to wait at the corner for the bus with our quarters in our pockets. We don't feel we have to jump out into the path of the oncoming bus. And, you know, sure, we'll shed our containers in 450-some-odd days, but when the pinks find our meat shell, it'll be more like the 39,000 bodies were all wearing Timex wristwatches, Reebok shoes, Levi's jeans. Each had an unopened pack of Camel-like cigarettes that was clutching an empty Dr. Pepper can. Dr. Grabow pipes were clenched in each dead jaw, and Smith & Wesson revolvers had to be pried out of all their cold, dead fingers. Yes, friends, it's true. We do indeed make fun. But what I want to talk about right this minute, before we go back to the funny stuff, I want to talk about the cult that makes Heaven's Gate look harmless. And I ain't talking about Church of the Subgenius, because more disgusting than mockers like me are, and or dumbasses like the Heaven's Gate people, are the pompous, pious, pink pundits that are oozing out of every op-ed page and talk show, indulging in a veritable orgy of self-congratulation about how sane and normal they are and their good religion. Now, the really hip ones go, well, now, some will blame the internet, but I'm too cool to blame the internet. I'm on AOL now. But, of course, the real cause is the breakdown of family values. Blah, blah, woof, woof. And the biggest difference between Heaven's Gate and mainstream Christianity, friends, is that the Heaven's Gate people never tried to brainwash my kids. They stayed out of my face. If you were interested, you could look them up on the web. The Heaven's Gate people didn't feel they had to take over a dozen radio and TV stations here in Dallas alone. They didn't have to have entire cable networks devoted to their particular superstition. And so they shunned sex. Millions of Christians, called nuns, priests, and losers, are the same way. And so 39 of them killed themselves. At least they didn't kill millions of non-believers, burn all them witches, torture free thinkers, and so forth and so on. So the cultists think some spaceship full of gods is going to come save them. Well, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and just about everybody else believes in an invisible monster that will help you out if you kiss its almighty invisible butt. And why do they believe all this? Why? Because they read it in a book, or some really sincere person told them all about it. And just listen to these pinks drone on and on and on. Worse than I'm doing now, about those poor, deluded cultists, as if they themselves were somehow any different. Now, I'm not talking about Christian nuts like Bob Larson and Jerry Falwell. I mean, you expect it from clowns like them. I hardly need to comment on Pat Robertson sitting there on the 700 Club playing with little pumpkins and talking about how silly those cultists are. I'm talking about your standard, everyday, middle-of-the-road commentator, your letters to the editor writer, your average good American God-fearing religious hypocrite. They are every jot and tittle as vain and silly as Doe and his followers, and have caused infinitely more trouble, and now I have to put up with listening to their condescending garbage every time I check the news, while
all it boils down to is this. See, my invisible monster is bigger than your invisible monster. Nee, 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 nee. My invisible monster didn't kill me. He's a good invisible monster. And all the rest of us normal people, we all believe in the same invisible monster. Nee, 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 nee. Oh, friends, the cultists make me sick. But the normals make me sicker. And as screwed up as those Heaven's Gate idiots were, oftentimes, I think I'd rather be a dead weirdo than a live normal. Praise Herf. And I've said my piece there.
I put my hand in my pocket. What do I feel? 110 stories of concrete and steel I like to watch. That plane-shaped pole really gets me hot. But the big ball of fire is the money shot I like to watch. I like to watch the plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat. My steel melted and my tower is coming down. New York skyline will never be the same, but the guys who flew those planes had fucking amazing aim. I like to watch. I like to watch. There must have been a reason, but I don't understand why they hit the Pentagon instead of Disneyland. I like to watch. I like to watch. I like to watch. The plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. It's raining broken glass while I sit on my ass. My steel melted and my tower is coming down. Almost had enough of watching planes explode until they showed it in reverse, and I had to shoot my load. I like to watch. I like to watch. Now my hand's all sticky, and I cannot find a rag. I guess I'll have to use the American flag. I like to watch. I like to watch. I like to watch. The plane going in. I like to watch the flame shooting out. People dive into the street while I play with my meat. My steel melted and my tower is coming down.
Coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. on over, said, look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say, you can't make me come. You just can't do it. She made a bet with her sister who's a little bit dumb. She could prove it any time all men was scum. I don't mind that she called me a bum, but I knew right away she was really gonna come. So I got down to it. I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, but I still didn't hear no dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum, dynamo hum. Where's this dynamo coming from? I done spent 3 hours and I ain't got a crumb from the dynamo. Dynamo, dynamo from the dynamo hum.
Perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, just get me wasted, and you're halfway there, cause if my mind's tore up, then my body don't care. I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, my, 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 what sort of thing might this lady get high upon? I checked out her sister who was holding the bet and wondered what kind of trip the young lady was on. The $40 bill didn't matter no more when her sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little. If I wasn't done yet, I told her,
just because the sun won a place in the sky, at least a kiss I would give her a try.
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked if she had any cooties in there. She was buns up kneeling, I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling, and she started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed, with her lips just a twitching and her face gone red, some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin, while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered and quaked and clutched at herself, while her sister made a joke about her mental health, till Dynamo finally did give in. But I told her all she really needed was some discipline. Kiss my aura, Dora. It's real Angora. Would y'all like some aura? Right here on the flora. And how about you, Fauna? You wanna? Sound like you're choking on something. Did you say you want some more? Well, here's some more. Oh, sure, look. You think I could interest you in a pair of zircon-encrusted tweezers? Wait a minute, let me sterilize them. Give me your lighter.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled all over, said, look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say, you can't make me come. You just can't do it. I whipped off alpha bloomers and stiffen my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some dynamo hum. Some dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo. Dynamo.